the next question.
Okay. Now then, first off, when imploding, is there anything special I should do to take advantage of this?
Take a deep breath.
Okay.
Deep breath. Breathe in. Go. And then you will implode.
I'll implode just like that?
Well, you will visualize yourself imploding at that point, and
right.
Thus, therefore, you will implode.
Right. Okay.
This will have two purposes. It will fill your lungs with more oxygen. And also, you'll be sucking in more energy.
Ah, so I reach that critical mass faster.
Correct.
Okay. Now, is this drink a lot like the crystal elixirs I make down here?
No.
Oh, it's not.
This is not the essence of magnetic biomagnetics. It is biomagnets.
I see. Anything else you can tell me about it before I go on to other questions?
Not yet.
Okay, so let's just experiment with what we got.
Yes. But we are always open to suggestions on how to improve its taste.
Okay, well, bring glass down in the lab and we'll practice on it possibly.
Okay.
And see what the results are right from the get-go.
Also, we would like you to drink a glass after you've imploded.
Oh.
Before and after.
Okay.
Okay?
Great.
One to help you solidify, and then one to help you gain more tactile sense, more vision, as it were.
Okay, good. Work that into a regimen.
Okay.
Okay, my last question is on what I was asking Kara concerning Sampaku.
Okay. I concur with my assistant and colleague. Interesting young lady you have there.
Isn't she now?
Yes.
I love her lines. Okay. Diet obviously has a lot to do with...
Yes, it does.
That, but with that, diagnosing from the eyes,
mm-hmm.
Okay, how accurate can you be through that?
With developed skill, you can be extremely accurate, but it is measuring very closely within half an inch. And looking at the whole entire iris. There are experiments going on at the moment. Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
Yes. There are experiments going on at the moment on your planet concerning this. Obviously, you have come across something that is of relevant information.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
This is being released by various organizations that are of other worlds than yours. We are just part of the release of information. It is being picked up by the collective conscious and used, directed to the areas where it is needed. So you may wish to look in some of your medical information.
Okay, this will be concerning, I believe it's called iridology?
Yes.
Okay. Alright, I'll look it up and see what we can track down and then get back to you more with it.
Yes, and we will see if what we have released is been used correctly and interpreted correctly.
Oh, good. I'm checking this out. In the meantime, that's all I have for you. I'll let you get back to your people.
Thank you.
Your studies and such. Thank you very much. I appreciate the time you spent.
It is always delightful to get out of my laboratory to come and discuss different theories.
Well,
and to help where necessary.
That's the hope. One more question on the pending births.
Yes.
Does everything look okay?
Yes, everything looks fine. We have planned for both the best and the worst. The worst is not as bad as you would expect. The young lady will suffer a fair bit of discomfort, but the chances of it being fatal or terminal are approximately 2 million to 1. However, their chances of suffering major trauma are about 2,000 to 1. Now, there are some benefits from this. The first benefit is that she will increase her capabilities as she is doing so, and that it will be permanent.
Plus, you're right, but it is expanding the channels.
Yes.
Then.
The second benefit is that by her far sighting, she will be teaching her offspring, which will save time later on. Luna is also helping in this, and she is also benefiting that she has developed a much better capability of telepathy. She is also, due to the pain factor involved at times, starting to develop a little bit of manifestation, as you call it.
Oh, so this is the pain factor that opens up the key areas.
Yes, and hopefully we will be able to introduce during the pregnancy, the labor period, even more pain as she is a more robust species. She will be able to take the pain more than Tia will be able to. So therefore, we will be able to, once the birth takes place, to use that pain to open up channels. However, she will not be that advanced manifestation or any other field, as the pain threshold needed for her to become fully operative would unfortunately be terminal. Now, I must depart as I have a client waiting to have a genetic assay done.
Oh, well, you've allayed a lot of my fears. I thank you very much.
That is what I'm here for. Greetings, Russ.
It's a long.
And how are we functioning?
Excellent.
That is good.
And yourself? Alright. We don't get to hear you in a couple of weeks, so it's...
I have been extremely busy, unfortunately.
Sound terrible.
Yes, I have a lot of administration due to a virus that was brought back. I've been kept very busy.
Thank you for breaking away from your busy schedule for us again.
Well, the virus is now terminated.
Right.
We have 97% operation on pilots. We have 87% operation on ground crew. Ground crew appeared to be hit harder than the flight crew.
Did it hamper your operations at all?
Yes, unfortunately. The gentleman I normally work very closely with, between the two departments, our department and their department, was afflicted particularly badly, so I had to deal with his subordinates. And instead of dealing with one person, I had to deal with, I think, about 6 to get the same amount of energy I would get from the one person, which meant a lot longer work, hence the reason I have not been able to channel.
No, I understand.
There are also other groups that I've been channeling with.
Oh, good. How do you split your time up between all of this?
very carefully, I'm afraid.
At least we do this late at night, so.
Yes. And this is our low period.
That's good to hear.
Okay, now you have some questions for me. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I have to rush things.
That's all right. I've only got two of them for you.
Okay.
The first one is on starseeds.
Mm-hmm.
And in a book I'm reading, it describes the age of discovery, which is a period that Earth is going through right now, of taking some 20 years, going from the late 70s into the late 90s. And we're now into that period. And I was wondering what it is that we've been discovering, basically, and where we're going to next.
Well, where you're going to next, I would deal with first.
Okay.
You're going to your planets. You need minerals to build vessels. You need fuel to fuel those vessels. And there is an abundance of them out here. Your moon is very high in iron and other minerals. Europa, the moon orbiting your fifth planet, has some very interesting crystalline formations that have particular properties for fuel.
Kind of like Star Trek.
Not quite.
Not the Deliot theme.
No.
So that would be Jupiter then. And the moon Saturn.
Just the one. Europa.
Oh. But now, what is it that we could see is this happening in our lifetime?
Possibly.
We're moving pretty slow, space wiper.
No, we're moving fairly fast.
Oh, no.
Yes. We are moving at the correct pace to achieve by the end of this century interplanetary travel, although on a limited scale. One of the keys to interplanetary travel is cold fusion.
Right, and that's the big problem you can have.
Yes. Once you reach that point of cold fusion, you will be able to travel around your solar system within a couple of years traveling time. 2 years to go from your home planet to your outermost planet.
Mm. So it is actually in our future.
Yes. If you achieve cold fusion.
Right.
And as much as I'd like to help, I cannot.
I understand.
We have something like, hold on a second, lest I access some information. Prime Directive?
Prime Directive.
We have something very similar.
Well, it doesn't really matter, actually, due to the fact that half the engineering labs in the world right now are all working on cold fusion and trying to be the first one to get it.
Yes. Because the prize is extremely large.
It's huge. So, theoretically, we see this very soon.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's probably our next major accomplishment.
Possibly.
After superconductors. Perfect.
They are also key.
Okay.
Next question, please.
Now, this is on 7-year cycles.
Mm-hmm.
In reading it, it shows that, oh, wait, we didn't get to discover. You discovered the fact that we are starseeds?
Oh, yes. Trying to look thoughtful here. Yes, you are starseeds. One day you will populate a large part of, maybe not a large part of this galaxy, but you will populate a large area.
Well, that's good. probably be out there somewhere. Now, we move in 7-year cycles.
Yes.
But why is that?
It is linked closely to your planetary orbit and cycles of your star.
Right.
Your star goes through 7-year cycles where it goes from a few sunspots to many sunspots and then climbs back down after 7 years to its low point and then circles back up.
What do sunspots have to do with us?
Because of the amount of energy. The more sunspots, the more energy it is produced. And that radiates out from your star. And anything that radiates out from your star eventually hits your planet.
Now, this is energy that is not something that we would benefit from.
Yes, and some you do benefit from, some you don't.
Does any of this energy radiate out affect us psychically?
Yes.
So, when we have more sunspots, we have more psychic energy.
Correct.
I'll look into that, get some information on my own.
Thank you.
My pleasure. The last thing I have is on the Rosicrucians.
1, 2, 3.
The third one?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
Okay.
I thought I would point out that your numerology is not very good.
Well, I always like the number 3. Now, real quickly, I have a real big connection with the Rosicrucian. I do not understand order as being a significant part of Earth's history. Mm-hmm. And yet, they have information that we are, or they've passed along information that we are rediscovering now.
There are many societies that hold on to information. It is when you collect information from one group and compare it to another, by looking at both groups and their information that they use, you can come up with an answer or formulate an answer that is useful.
So in other words, they're a part of the puzzle.
Correct.
And these different groups releasing this information are other parts of the puzzle.
Correct.
Putting all the parts together, we complete the age of discovery.
Possibly.
Possibly.
It is you when I try to look thoughtful.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Alright, that's all it is.
Now, I have one thing to mention. Not this coming session, nor the one after, but the one after that, 3 sessions away, you're planning a outdoor activity.
Right.
Okay. Now then, this is what I need.
Okay.
2 energy sources, i.e. the crystals, which the channeler seems to be lacking this evening, but that does not matter.
Okay.
That is more for us to be able to lock on to you. A large open space, some warmth, and a way to keep the bodies warm in the cool environment.
We'll be packing some serious sleeping bags, and we'll probably be building a fire.
Okay.
Would that be adequate?
Should be.
Okay. And I'll arrange for those details to be brought up.
Okay.
And we'll be doing some star research, so I should bring that star map of mine.
Do so.
Thank you. I very much forward to this little outing of ours.
And also would be greatly enjoyed would be some Syrian claret?
I'll order up a bottle.
Okay, make it two.
Two bottles.
The 93 and the 94.
92, 94. I'm sure they're very good years.
Well, most certainly. Well, Russ, thank you once again. It is always an honor and a pleasure to talk to you.
And you also.
And live long and prosper.
Again, live long and prosper.
A mall to enterprise.
Beam me up.
I like that, but I don't even know the coordinations. Besides, you're in the wrong dimension. Well, Scotty, it wouldn't be prudent at this juncture. So, we're not gonna do it. We're not gonna do it.
Oh, thank you, Omar.
Russ.
Perfect.
I'll be back.
I'll be waiting.
The ringmistress is back.
Good evening, darling.
Again, good evening, Ross.
That was Omal at his best.
It was. Curia sitting here waiting patiently. As patiently as she can sit. Omal is staying temporarily. Porton and Cornas have already gone.
Oh.
And the genetic essay that Cornas referred to is on this week. We talked him into it.
Oh, really, Mark?
Yes.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I finally got him down to the lab.
Yes. He has said that she would withhold until he got his essay done.
Ooh! That's incentive. Kiri
agreed. So, I better warn you, she is going to be capable.
Oh, yeah.
And she has full permission to run her experiment.
Okay. This will be fun.
Yes. So, do you have anything else you wish to talk about?
Oh, God. All the fun things we are going through tonight. It's indeed a lot of laughs.
I've behaved myself impeccably.
You're doing spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to save this for Kira.
Okay.
She deserves it.
Ooh.
Did
you like my dress?
Yes, that was very spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the rumors we started this morning?
Kira.
Oh, okay.
I suggested that we needed a better amount of gene information. So I'm working on some complicated experiments.
Right.
And she helped me. It's a little bit uncomfortable for that. I needed some embryotic fluid from our offspring. Just a little. So I need somebody to come up here and massage me to make me feel better.
Well, you know who that is.
And, she was on about collecting some samples as well afterwards.
Huh?
And, I said that was a good idea.
Oh. Anyway, how is our darlings? Have you got an idea yet?
No, not yet. Our offspring are fine. They're still very little mine. And they're still male, female, male, female, boy, girl, girl, boy. So at the moment, but I am thinking male thoughts.
Oh, good.
So I can show more.
More? Do we have an estimate how big you're going to get?
Probably up to about here. So I've never had twins before.
Mark says the baby factory. And I'm glad for it, too. I'll tell you, I wouldn't have to worry about you like I do with Tia.
But Tia is going to be fine. After all, there is certain dreams to consider.
Oh, yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. Good. In that case, I'm not going to worry as much as I was.
And with that one thing we're going to do to Tia after she has the babies, uh-huh, is we're going to give her a little rejuvenation boost.
Oh.
Because she's not sleeping as much as you would like, and she's getting little lines around her eyes and on her forehead. They're not noticeable yet, but I notice them because it is my job to notice things around her. Oh, by the way, again, we are rotating personnel up here. Kiri's girlfriend is still in her room, but she is the only person in my area.
That's it?
That's it. And she is working nights at the moment. And I can lock off that area and give her an access code, which will only allow her through.
Oh.
She is working nights.
Oh, that's what she would mean.
So what I would do is I will put the thermostat on high. How does 90 degrees sound?
It's a good one.
Okay. I'll crank up the humidity.
Mm.
And I shall get the sound of birds singing. And surf breaking gently on the beach. I shall program in some weather. I will let it how about...
It's sort of like a Jurassic lark.
Yes. Okay. Well, she's getting impatient.
All right. Well, I have no more questions except for the one I got for her.
Okay.
So we'll leave that open. Thank you, daughter. Looking forward to this little outing. Very much.
Oh, you bet.
And, find some Syrian chloride.
I think I'm always joking.
Right.
Okay. See you in the tomorrow.
Hi, Kiri.
Hey!
Hey!
Yo, dude!
How you doing? How's it going?
It's grand.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
We're good. Well, I've got a few things to
work with.
Okay. Real quickly, you've got an experiment going on?
Well, I'm trying to learn a little bit about heat. But I don't think that's referring to the experiment I have going on. My other experiment I have going on is mobility.
Oh, yes. That experiment.
Yes.
Well, it's been going pretty good so far.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get the lunch code here now to really give you the incentive to really practice hard.
Oh, yeah. Give her a call. Tell her I want to talk to her.
Or what, now?
No, not now.
Oh, good. I can just see you holding the phone. Bye, how's it going, Bethany?
I can give it a try, but not tonight. Not tonight.
Right.
Not tonight. And Carl kind of gave me a very nice idea about the weather.
Oh, good.
So, you know, we normally have a constant temperature in the backyard. So I'm going to start varying it. I'm going to let the computer have its head. Now, you want to ask me some questions?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Well, the leisure center.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Now, then, as you'll remember, last week we discussed the opposite effects of working with the pleasure center.
Mm-hmm.
That was for pain.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the next part of that equation is that if you reverse the energy going from you to somebody's pleasure centers and instead send it into your pleasure centers,
mm-hmm,
you therefore stimulate yourself.
Yeah.
So, therefore, using that, you can pleasure yourself.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Now, what is the way to increase the advantages from this?
For yourself?
Yeah.
The sky's the limit. Whatever you want to do, you can do it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you're pushing your energy into your centers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How much energy? Anything?
As much as you want. As much as you can produce, because as much as you can produce is as much as you can handle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's a safety mechanism.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how do you maintain a constant stream of energy to that?
Open your chakras and let it flow.
So that it works subconsciously.
Oh.
Okay.
No.
Do you build in a command key? Okay. And would it be possible to use some like a code word so to keep it going on a constant flow?
Yes, it would be. I'll try phase two of my plan.
Phase two.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That was the end of phase one.
Yeah. Getting upright.
Upright.
Yeah. Now, what do you think phase two is?
Standing up.
Correct. Now, if I'm clever, I can do phase three as well. Yeah. Now, the reason why I open the eyes was is that I don't know if I can open the eyes once I'm upright.
Right, so let me get up myself to assist in this little experiment of yours.
I got to do it myself. Oh, I would have to
keep working.
It's head.
Oh. His stool is kind of good.
Yeah.
Okay, now there's a stool but front of me that you'll have to put.
Well, that's good enough for phase three.
Okay. To go straight down.
Oh!
Good job.
I think that might be hurt the channel that be.
Yeah.
I would have never forgiven me.
Cool. Ooh, big clever.
Of course. How subtle is the channel? His left foot behind his head. And the rest is easy. And I took two steps.
There.
Yo, dude.
Do that. You are on it.
Yeah.
Workout and a half, I take it.
Yeah.
Good job.
But...
No sweat.
No sweat.
No sweat.
It needs to shave. I like him without his moustache.
Younger looking, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm holding the cradle.
Uh-huh.
Freudian slip there.
He'll like that.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah. God. Totally, dude.
He's graduated.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you've been practicing this all week?
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out how it works, working with a simulation.
We get lunch curl here and there's no stopping.
But I've got to get my movements good. Excellent.
I think he's going to start hiding the car keys.
Yeah, that was a joke.
I didn't know, it was a good joke.
Besides... I think he has a little bit of an eye problem, doesn't he?
Uh-huh. He needs glasses.
Hmm. It doesn't appear.
No, it's an astral body.
So yeah, so it creates the perfect body.
Sure.
And it certainly is perfect.
Mm-hmm. I suppose so.
Nothing for me is perfect. Fits nicely, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking of rejuvenating Tia. Mm-hmm. I might have a rejuvenation as well.
For what?
For my reproductive system.
Oh.
Area. Because I wanted to give her the best gift any lady can give.
Your virginity?
Mm-hmm. So I might spend a couple of days in the rejuvenation tank and make myself a virgin again.
Oh, that's quite a...
Big sis is shaking her head.
Big sis, we shake her head.
And she says, when my body needs it, that is the time to rejuvenate.
So nothing frivolous?
No, because it is used in one of my rejuvenations.
Well, I'm sure that when you do have the time and it's necessary,
yeah. There'll
be a virgin bed given you present then.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, do you have any more questions for me before I start teasing you?
Huh? And then you probably will. Coercion-wise, I'm a bitch. I know. Yes, I have been working on that pleasure center tonight. And notice that there is a change. There is a change that takes place.
Mm-hmm. There is a change that takes place where?
When the eyes make contact and mm-hmm. the message is sent.
Yeah.
Now then, are the eyes a specific transmitter then?
Sis.
Okay, so the eyes are a transmitter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do they work on the same frequency as a transmitter down here?
What sort of transmitter?
A radio transmitter.
No, different frequency.
Different frequency, mm-hmm. same principles.
Yeah. Look this way.
I am not.
Did you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the transmitter part.
Yeah.
Okay.
With both eyes, it would work twice as better.
Oh, that's okay. One's just fine.
Well, I don't know if I can do two.
That's right, fine.
I'm going to try. I'll tuck myself out so I'm not trying to get mobile. And two steps, dude!
You are awesome. Okay.
Of course.
Now, when you opened your eyes, mm-hmm. or just now, your eye.
Aye.
Aye.